Search me, O God, as I humbly bow before you. I confess every act of sin against you, for thou art a God of holiness and righteousness. Your word declares that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse me, Almighty God, from all unrighteousness, and remove all iniquity from my heart. The Bible states, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. I pray to be heard and answered by you, O God of heaven. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. With a confessed heart, I bless your name. For who you are, I worship and adore you. You are the Most High God alone, and none can compare to you. You are the God of all creation, God of all nation, and the God of all flesh. You are the all-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful, and the Almighty God. Nothing is impossible with you. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and for sending your one and only Son to die for the whole world so that all may have a chance of eternal life. 1 Timothy 2:1-4 declares, first of all, then, I urge that petition, specific request, prayers, intercession, prayers for others, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all people, for kings and all who are in position of high authority, for that we may live a peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This kind of praying is good and acceptable and pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who wishes all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge and recognition of the divine truth. Every brother and every sister who hears this prayer, Lord, I pray for their faith to be strengthened in you. Ignite their hearts to do your will. Increase their spiritual growth. Break every chain that stops their progress in you. Chains of doubt, hindrances, oppressions, sorrows, regrets, afflictions, and everything that the enemy has imposed upon your children's lives that cause spiritual distress. Free their hearts to purely worship you in spirit and in truth. Order each of their steps in your word and give them a steadfast heart to love, trust, and serve you. Cancel every assignment of the wicked one that pertains to each of their salvation, and let all your plans and purposes be fulfilled in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I bring before you for every unsaved family members of all your children here and all around the world. I bring before you every child, all their children, your children's children, grandchildren, and all in their family circle. Break every influence of Satan off their lives and mind. In the name of Jesus, you are more than able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think, according to the power at work within us. O Most High God, you are the one true living God, the God of our salvation, the one who hears and answers prayers. Rescue the perishing souls today and free them from every bondage of sin in the powerful name of Jesus. Give them a heart of repentance, a heart to love and to continuously seek you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done for each of us so that we could have a life of eternal hope and salvation to all who believe. Oh God, the world is in which we live desperately needs you, Lord. I intervene on their behalf today. Let there be an increase of souls be reaped and gathered for your kingdom. For the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Send forth more laborers into the harvest field, Lord. Many are lost and are searching for the carnal things of this world, but they seek hopelessly in vain. The book of Romans tells us to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I pray that all would seek the life and peace that only the Spirit gives, for the flesh profits nothing. O God of love and mercy and compassion, as I cry out to you today, let there be a great harvest of souls. Gather them from all backgrounds and every nation around the world. I pray for souls among the leaders of distinction of all nations, for presidents, prime ministers, magistrates, police officers, government officials, and all government systems of this world, so that all may live a peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. I intercede on behalf of all the unsaved in every country worldwide, in Canada, the US, the Caribbean Islands, China, Australia, New Zealand, and all the nations I have not mentioned. Free every heart that is bound by Satan. Loose his grip from their lives and set all the captives free. Free to surrender their lives and soul to you. I pray in the name of Jesus. I commit every backslider to you, merciful God. Turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to you, so that they may receive forgiveness of sin and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in you. Resurrect their dying soul today. Help them to regain their sight, so they may once again see the true light. Bring each one from far and near. Have mercy on them and revive their souls. Transform their lives and gather them so that there be a mighty harvest for your kingdom. For it is by your grace and mercy that they are sustained. Lord, as I once was a backslider, I take this opportunity to bring them before you. You could have cast my soul down. You could have cut me off, but your mercy and your grace saved, delivered, and rescued me from everlasting doom. Thank you, Father, for not cutting me off in my sins. Now I give you thanks for sparing every backslider's life today. Your grace and mercy have kept them until this very moment and have given them time and time again to repent. Now in the name of Jesus, I pray that all will urgently surrender their hearts to you. Lord, I bring before you those who put their hope and faith in the false religions of this world. Rescue them from such darkness. For the only way that leads to everlasting life is through your Son, Jesus. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Jesus declares, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. May their souls be rescued from the God of this world, Satan. For he has blinded the minds of them who believe not in Jesus Christ, the one true living God. Open their eyes and deliver them today before it's too late. Everlasting God, paralyze all the plans of the enemy that seek to destroy every life. In the mighty name of Jesus, demolish all the strongholds. Strongholds that keep them in bondage. Stronghold that prevents them from going in the direction that you want them to go. uproot the strongholds and stop everyone from saying that, stop everyone from saying yes to your will and yes to your way. Unveil their eyes and cause them to see the deception of the father of lies, the devil, before the end of time. Harvest souls from all walks of life and from every snare of the enemy. Free their unrepentant souls from the broad way that leads to destruction. For the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but you sent your son so that all would have life and have it more abundantly. I pray for an abundance of souls, safe souls in our homes, our neighborhood, our city, country, and in every nation in this world. Snatch them from every trap and the principalities of darkness. Deliver their souls today. You reminded us of the days of Noah. I pray that all would take heed and hastily surrender their lives to you, Lord, for your coming is very near. Bring all to their senses. Rescue them from every trap of the enemy. For it is your will that all be saved. I pray for a great revival, for the reaping of a mighty harvest of souls. Reap souls of men, women, and children from everywhere, all backgrounds of life. For the Bible declares that all souls are yours, Lord. Let the hearts of all your people rejoice exceedingly for the mighty ingathering of souls you are about to save, restore, and revive from every race, every country, and the world's nation. I pray this in the name that is above all names, the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.